Well, good evening to you again. Last night's programme marked the Radio 1 debut of The Flowers, stars of Fast Records' Earcom 1. Tonight we feature The Pratts, who are made vinyl on the same record, and stuff from the likes of the teenage film stars Tom Verlaine, Matumbi, This Heat, The Reds, Madness, Susie, of course, Burning Spear, The Chords, The Who, Joy Division. They get fed up with these lists. I get fed up with reading them out. Straw Dogs. Sharp band. Well, who can say? It might be. Stiff Little Fingers on Chrysalis this time, and that's Straw Dogs. To their credit, my parents never bothered about making plans for me, because I suppose they felt that with my interests, my only interest being football, rock and roll, and health and efficiency, there wasn't really a lot of point. Nevertheless, making plans for Nigel has a chilling familiarity about it.
Nigel, baby,
mind you, of course, none of this stops me making plans for William. He's still not as quick on the turn in the area as I would like, but after all, he's only 3 and a half. By the time he's 4, I think I'll have him trained. That's XTC, and I think before we hear the first number from the press, I'll also give you a bit of their history. In fact, their history in toto, as it stands. In the winter of 1977, Brian has written, brothers Greg and Dave McGuire started messing about with friends, making a demo tape, which they sent to Fast Records, and Fast used a track from this, in fact, several tracks from the demo, on the Earcom album, and the Pratts decided to form a proper group as Fast had taken them seriously. Tom Robinson and Paul McLaughlin joined them. They're all still at school, and the lead singer, that's Greg, is the youngest of 12, the rest being around 14. They're from Edinburgh, and have supported Shake on a few gigs in Scotland, but because of their age and the licensing laws, it's very difficult finding venues. This is Pratts 2. With those, I suppose, cynics amongst you who assume that the only reason of playing the Pratt session is because they're very young, and I suppose that in a sense gives it a novelty value, which I'd rather it didn't have in a sense, but to me it's terrific, the idea that people at this age have actually got a band together. And when I was 12, 13, 14, I'd love to have been in a band, but didn't get the chance. Heartbreaking stuff, innit? Anyway, this is part of Bill Wright's birthday present to me, Lee Perry, Trial and Crosses. In the mid-1960s, said he with that wonderful vagueness, which means that he hasn't looked at the record before putting it on. That's Lee Perry, and that was Trial and Crosses. These are the members, Killing Time.
Take a down floor, got it in your music. laundrette.
Gorgeously packaged, of course. Those are the members' new single on Virgin. It's called Killing Time. All right, youngsters, move over and let Beefheart take over.
What is my
I've been doing on my guitar since I've been gone. Don't anybody tell her I've been doing the low, yo, 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 like any other fella. Away from home, all alone, been doing the low, yo, 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 yo. I've been really carrying on. Well, everybody's doing the low, yo, 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 yo. Everybody could, and deep down, everybody knows they should do the low, yo, 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 yo.
Great stuff. Very nice to hear this album again. Clear Spot, the album, Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band from 1972, and Low Yo-Yo Stuff. This is the first single by a band with a rather cumbersome name of Accident on the East Lancs, and it's called Tell Me What You Mean. Accident on the East Lancs Road, sounding like the Rolling Stones' Kirk in 1964, and our speaker's a man who always thought that the first Rolling Stones LP was their best. Well, I think the same of Joy Division. This is Disorder.
sensation make me feel the pleasures of a normal man. These sensations barely incomplete for another day. Got the spirit disappearing, take the shelf away. Stairs into no man's land. Lights are flashing, cars are crashing, getting frequent now. I've got the spirit, lose the feeling, let it out somehow.
If the representatives of Factory Records are listening, I should very much like a cassette of this album so that I could listen to it in the car. Of course, said he loyally, only at times when Radio 1 isn't on the air. That's Joy Division from the LP Unknown Pleasures, and that was Disorder. And now we rejoin the Pratts for a strange interlude. And strange interlude, and may they never forget the merits of brevity. I try to remember them myself, but it's very noticeable that as bands lately have become more and more successful, that their tracks tend to get longer and longer and longer. Except, strangely enough, the Pistols, whose things tended to get shorter. Anyway, that was Strange Interlude, and this is Per Ubu with another minute 30-second piece. This is The Voice of the Sand.
Oh.
pretty uncompromising programme, this one. This is Per Ubu from the LP New Picnic Time, and that's the voice of the sand. You want something you can dance to? How about this? Dudley Campbell. On Cartridge Records, another label seems to come under the auspices of Orbitone and Tackle, who send me records fairly regularly. I keep hoping that there's one that I'll really like. This is one that I really like. It's by Dudley Campbell, and it's called Getting Stronger. Here are those Hersham boys. Time to alert Her Majesty's Commissioners in Lunacy, I think. Sham 69, and that's Voices. And after the Soissons Nerf, the 2.8. That's not the position, but the degree of difficulty. from the LP Rhythm and Blues Party, issued by Phillips a few years ago. That's Red Prysock and his orchestra, and 2.8. I'd like to try that with Pauline. Of course, and that's come into the open. And now another one from the Pratts, 1 minute and 5 seconds of A Day in the Life of Me. To say that I think Captain Beefheart would approve of the Pratts. That's A Day in the Life of Me, and of course more from the band as the programme progresses. And while the programme's been progressing, I've been looking through a book called Record Hits, the British Top 50 Charts 1952 to 1977, a new edition of the same, a book which is almost deliberately unglamorous, actually, unlike the Mike Reed, Paul Gambaccini, etc. collaboration, which is distributed as prizes by Radio 1, but it's a very handy book indeed. For example, did you know, I mean, the reason I mention this is because The Who have had 23 hit records over the years, and the last of them was 3.5 years ago, but you didn't know that. This is from the LP set Quadrophenia.
No joke, but with a four-way fit, the pocket money's hit. And
Those are The Who from the soundtrack of the film Quadrophenia. Still haven't seen it. And that's called Four Faces. Now, the Cordettes, on the other hand, had three hits. The last of them, the Gruesome Lollipop, 21 years ago, before, presumably, any of the chords were born.
We're gonna make it.
Those were The Chords, their debut single, and that's called Now It's Gone. I forgot to mention earlier on, incidentally, after the Stiff Little Fingers, that we have a new session from them on Monday night's programme, and also coming up shortly, a new session from Wire, who've done a 15-minute long concept piece. I can't wait to hear it. These are the Au Pairs from Birmingham and Curb Crawler. Small portion of refuse on that record, I'm sorry about that, but I hope it didn't impair your enjoyment of the piece. Those are the Au Pairs on 021 Records, and that was called Curb Crawler. I must have a word with Walters when he comes back from his holidays, because I think a session from the Au Pairs mightn't be a bad idea. Mind you, at any one time, I must say this, I've always got a list of about, I should think at least 50 bands that I'd like to get in to do sessions, and obviously we can't get them all in, but we try and get as many as possible, obviously. But we do have limitations in terms of finance, and of course in terms of time as well. Burning Spear from the LP, The Rest of the Best. Is that what it's called? I don't think it is. This is Marcus Garvey.
Marcus, your words come to pass. Marcus, your words come to pass. Can't get no food to eat. Can't get no money to spend. Oh. Can't get no food to eat. Can't get no money to spend. Oh.
Burning Spear, and that's Marcus Garvey, which was originally issued on the LP of the same name, but is now on an album called Harder Than the Best, not the rest of the best, which is what Brian has typed in front of me. And a lot of people occasionally think that these programmes are done from a script, but I can assure you that if I was reading a script, it'd probably sound a great deal better than it actually does. I do occasionally write down roughly what I plan to say, as of that, but it always sounds as though I'm reading it when I do, so I don't bother very often. These are the Pratts and Poxy Pop Groups, a satirical piece. Foxy Pop Groups, and that's the Pratts, of course. And if they're this good now, what are they going to be like when they're as old as, say, Susie and the Banshees? Well, the chances are, of course, very often happens that they won't be as good as they are now, but time alone will tell. This is Icon.
Oh!
John, Susie and the Banshees, the band currently being drastically refurbished at the traditional secret location. You may well recall, probably don't, that a few months ago we were playing records, I forget what the reason was now, but playing records that mentioned Marlon Brando. And I have a letter here from Steve, a little late, but welcome nevertheless. Dear John, if you had any taste at all, you'd know that Springsteen once mentioned Brando in Saint in the City. I walk like Brando, dance just like a Casanova. Just thought you'd like to know. Thanks, Steve. A few things in life more tedious than DJs talking about BBC coffee, but I've just been given a mug of this solution, and when I added the milk, some strange chemical reaction started to take place. So if there's a deafening explosion in the next 5-10 seconds, you'll know that something's gone terribly, terribly wrong up in the canteen. That was Bruce Springsteen from the 1972 LP Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey. It's hard to be a saint in the city. I've never been a great admirer of Bruce Springsteen's work, I must confess, although it's perfectly amiable. But when I saw him in Hammersmith at the Odeon several years ago, I was impressed by that, I must say. And so far, I've generally enjoyed the records issued by Absurd Records of Manchester, none more so than Jerry and the Holograms and Increased Resistance. Tangerine Dream for the 1980s, Jerry and the Holograms on Absurd Records, the B-side, actually, their only single to date, and that's called Increased Resistance. The next one from the Pratts is Nothing, and that's not as stark and uncompromising as the title might indicate. If you're listening, Mary, what you thought was a rude word is merely the Scottish for sit. Those are the Pratts, and that's called Nothing, and here's a chart record. No doubt but that I'd give 5 years of my life to look as good and to be able to dance as well as the bloke who dances with madness. I must say, that's the Prince, of course. And from the LP, The Reds, these are The Reds and Victims. We'll be right back. Lads. You know, I think it's beginning to dawn on the Americans that 1972 can't last forever. Quite a good album, I would say, on A&M Records, and that was Victims. And I had a visit the other day from a representative of Wavelength Records from Bristol, slightly disgruntled that I played so little of their stuff on the radio, and he brought me a new record by Colour Tapes called, appropriately, Cold Anger. Somebody's in pain in the background. Those are Colour Tapes on Wavelength Records, and that's called Cold Anger. Another one now from the Pratts, and this has the intriguing title, Jesus Had a PA. I must say, I think that this Pratt session is one of the best that we've had in years, and I really mean that, too, and I feel rather ashamed by the fact that the tape that we're using, which was provided by the record company, has actually lain around Peel Acres for several months at the bottom of one of the boxes that I've got full of demo tapes, and I'm a bit annoyed about that, because I should like to have broadcast it earlier. Nevertheless, here it is, and it's very good. That was called Jesus Had a PA, and after that spiritual thought, Kingdom Come.